Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Hanebado from Toho Animation, and it is streaming on Crunchyroll. This, too, is based on a manga.
And this is one of the new sports series of the season about the intense sport of badminton.
And as the joke goes, as we know, this is the first badass sports series about girls.
What?
There was this article that basically said that, like...
Where
it implied heavily that this was the first badass sports anime with women in it. Obviously from someone who hadn't been watching for the longest time. And they did not realize that there is a much older tradition of such...
I do feel we haven't had much women's sports anime lately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what they were trying to say, but they said it wrong. But I do feel like I have been missing, like, oh, I want some more. You know, we've had such a great lineup of guy sports anime lately that we need some women in there, you know? And this one is about, well, it's about seemingly... I think it's going to be a very team-oriented series, but the first episode has a lot about Nagisa, who, in kind of the opening of this, she's at a nationals, and she gets totally dominated, and it kind of sets off this string of events for her, because once that happens, now they're in high school. I think that was, like, middle school, mm-hmm. And then now they're in high school, and she is, like, basically kind of running the badminton club into the ground because she is so intense and wants to practice so hard that she's driving members away from the club.
And it's not even like she's pushing them hard. It's very clear that she almost has like badminton equivalent of PTSD. Like, she's just, we have to be the best, and like no amount of dedication or skill seems to be good enough for her.
And she's, you know, obviously also like super hard on herself, and the only person that can sort of get through to her is her one very good friend in the club. And I feel like they had a really nice friendship in this, even in this first episode. I was like, okay, great. You like, you're really developing them as characters, because they have this sort of, her friend is like, you're doing this thing, you're like destroying the club, and they get into a fight about it. But then they, you know, like Nagisa, by like 3/4 of the way through this episode, is starting to deal with like, okay, this is something that has to do with like what I've experienced, and I'm clearly making mistakes and doing the wrong thing. And her and her friend sort of have this heart to heart on the bridge. And I just thought that was like a really good way to start this, that, because I think, you know, like, Nagisa was just so intense at the beginning of the episode, so it was like, okay, we need to, I like that they already started to develop, like, why that is and where that's coming from, and then her, like, need to change what is happening with her.
I think it's also interesting, and I think you've kind of been avoiding talking too much about it, so I'll keep it a little vague, but there is also a second parallel story that is kind of developing in the background, and they come to a collision course at the end of the episode. We don't get a resolution, we just get both of these stories hitting each other hard, and basically we'll see how that plays out in the next episode.
You know, I like the idea of like having these two characters on the same team but having very different approaches, and having seemingly experienced badminton in different, very different ways, because like one of them is sort of like a genius character, and one of them is like the hardworking character who feels like they can never live up to a person with natural ability. And then swirling around that is also like the rest of the team, which is a mixed gender club at the school, which I thought was really cool. I'm interested to see, you know, how that sort of, I don't know enough about badminton to know like what relevance that has.
It kind of, I'm not saying this is exactly. It kind of reminded me of Bamboo Blade, how there was the girls team and the boys team, and they played separate tournaments, but they practiced together and like they talked a lot together. And I that's the impression that I got, that we see them in the same rooms and they clearly, you know, have the same instructors and all that. But I'm guessing, and I couldn't be wrong here, that they play separately. So, and it seems like the girls team has more members and is much more the focus of the story. But, you know, I think that the boys team will definitely, at least if they're not a combined team, will, you know, definitely have their contributing factors.
And of course, to just be really sports heavy, we also have the new coach. So not only do we have a real conflict within the club right now, but they add into the mix the, we hear at the beginning that, the person who's running the club for them right now is really just a teacher and doesn't have any experience in sports and so can't really, like, guide them or lead them, which is another reason I think that Nagisa is so intense, because she wants to get better, but she doesn't really know how to. She doesn't have any instruction. So we also get a new, you know, the coach character at the end, so.
Because apparently, as she finds out, yell at people harder does not actually a good lesson plan make.
And just belt them with birdies, just constantly, yeah. But I thought this was like a really promising first episode. I think it hit a lot of high points. The actual badminton animation was really nice.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, as somebody we were watching with mentioned, be interesting to see how much they can keep up. This first episode does seem a little, like, almost overambitious. Like, I don't expect it to keep up this level of quality throughout, only because I think the animation team would die. I think the question will be, can it keep, like, 75%? That's like my optimistic, like, that would be really nice. Or is it gonna like fall to like 50 or 25%? And you know, obviously they're just gonna be episodes with not a lot of badminton, so they can, you know, rest a little bit. But yeah, no, the first episode was almost scarily good. You're not gonna be able to keep this up, so I think that'll be interesting to watch. If you're gonna make a good first impression, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely recommend. I'm really happy to have a new sports series to watch, and I'm really happy that it's women this time around. So,
yeah, and I'm very curious to see how much certain characters will be main characters and how much certain characters will be secondary characters. I think that'll also be an interesting factor to watch in the series.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.